This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At the tail end of this hour, I want to remind you, because it is a holiday week, we have bumped up, nailed the score. So if you are alive, breathing, have a few eyes open, there's a ton of you out there, I know. You'll want to do this because you have a chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. In fact, today I was talking to somebody about that, just not only bragging rights, but we do have some great prizes. We've had a couple of winners in the past, but, you know, it's been several years since we've had another winner. The idea is to lighten the load. In other words, have some fun. And all you have to do is pick a team, right? So you pick a team, and then you decide what the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just basically playing bingo, in a sense. Does that make sense? Easy peasy. It's the holiday edition. No turkeys allowed for Nail the Score. Again, at the tail end of this hour, we'll do that. Before we get there, we have a bunch to dive into. Also, I'm going to tell you how you could win possibly a wonderful trip somewhere, thanks to DK Travel and Delta Vacations, the gift of travel. I was putting together my list of places I'd want to go, and I think every single one of them is on the list. All right, but before we get to all of that, the chance of winning a flight to Italy or Ireland or New York, we are being joined by somebody from Talk Media News. I'm not sure who it is. Who's with us?
I've been calling in, man. I kind of want to win a flight, so if you want me to call in later, I can do that.
Justin, so you want to call in anonymously so you can win? I have to tell you, you're eligible, so don't worry about it. But
fantastic. All right. I'll just stick around when this is over and call on in.
And enter, yeah. Ireland, Italy, London, New York. I'd take any of those. I guess New York is easy for both of us. So London, Italy, or Ireland sounds good, right?
I was going to say that'd be like a, you know, $85 like train trip, so not as interesting. But the others I'm totally down for.
I totally agree with you. All right, so what's the scoop now on Russia and, of course, the investigation? Now they're talking about the tweets and how they could actually bounce back and bite the president. What's that about?
Well, there is a lot of information swirling around that right now that links directly back to both Jared Kushner and Donald Trump Jr. The big sort of reveal that we've gotten in the past couple of days is that Kushner has not released all of the emails that were, you know, initially maybe not specifically requested, but heavily, I guess implied by any sort of reasonable judgment by the Justice Department. Those have not been released. Donald Trump Jr. has, as I'm sure you and your listeners know, released the conversations that he has had with members of WikiLeaks. And apparently there was a email that dealt with the WikiLeaks issue as well that was forwarded to Jared Kushner that he was on, something that he ended up forwarding to another person as well, and just raises the big question over whether or not there was larger efforts to communicate with the organization during the campaign itself. And this is something, of course, that a lot of members of the campaign have denied, have said that there was not communications with this organization, have played this down pretty heavily. So the fact now that there are some pretty clear-cut examples has certainly raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. The other thing that was interesting is the press declaring North Korea a state sponsor of terror. What does that mean?
That's a good question, and largely it's just sort of a symbolic move. There was a lot of pressure on him during the Asia trip to make some kind of announcement related to this when it comes to North Korea. This is something that has been pushed by a lot of members of his foreign policy team to ramp up some of the tough talk that we've heard from the administration so far, and this is the latest example of it. This was something that was taken down back in 2008, I believe, by the Bush administration, when there was a sense that there could be some kind of leeway made in negotiations with the country. That obviously has not panned out, and the administration has taken a very tough line when it comes to North Korea in the past. So this was something that was bound to happen eventually. In terms of the actual impact, there doesn't necessarily seem to be much available. There's already been a pretty big effort to slap sanctions against North Korea from the administration, from the international community. And this likely won't add more to it, but it does occupy a symbolic portion of the conversation, and that is something that the White House is certainly looking for.
Yeah, no kidding. So while that's happening, the president talks about what a big Christmas gift this is going to be to the American people, talking about his tax reform. And he's saying that, you know, hey, congratulations to the House of Representatives for passing gift. This is going to be a tax cut last week. I'm hopeful the Senate will do the same. Are they going to do the same?
That's the question that remains right now. And as it stands, there's one senator who has come out firmly against this. That means that there can only be two more who can come out against it in order to sink it. And there have been a number of undecided senators who have been on the fence about this, particularly in the light of a report from the Joint Committee on Taxation that said that this would, in, you know, a lot of cases, amount to a tax increase on Americans who are lower income earners or who are below some of the major brackets that, you know, Democrats have been saying that this is ultimately a backdoor to benefit. And that could certainly threaten this. It probably does not help that Trump has targeted Jeff Flake, one of the senators who was undecided, and has insulted a number of the others in the past. That makes this a lot harder, you know, from a certain perspective, if you're trying to, you know, reach out from the White House and craft a deal. And that puts this in sort of the uneasy column. There is a huge desire to have something passed by Christmas in order to claim a legislative achievement. You know, Congress has been under fire for just not being able to get anything done, despite the fact that they have taken control of both the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and really have nothing stopping them except for their own inter-party division. So this is a big test and one that they are not guaranteed to pass.
Yeah, crazy. And last thing, when did the turkeys get pardoned?
That is taking place tomorrow. The turkeys are drumstick and wishbone. There is going to be a ceremony in the Rose Garden. And to tell the obvious joke that I've been hearing all day, since Obama pardoned the turkeys in the past, there is a good chance that Trump may just not do it this time.
But I'm
waka, waka.
I love
I'm
it.
So sorry.
Exactly. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and thanks as always, Justin.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. Justin Duckham, pretty funny there, talking about the turkeys. Gotta love that, the name.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Well, proud artist and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
So a couple of years ago, in fact, I can tell you exactly when it was. It was in 2012. We took the show to Ireland. It was awesome. We and many of you remember this. I broadcast from Castle. Tariff Castle, and went all over the country. I was in Dublin. I was in Belfast. We interviewed incredible people about Ireland, the history, what it was like. I mean, it just blew me away, really, that trip. You have a chance to win a trip to Ireland thanks to DK Eyewitness Travel, the gift of travel in combination with Delta Vacation. So here's the thing. The gift of travel, and your chance to win a trip to Ireland is really easy. What you have to do is go to this simple link we have created for you. Go to Travel with DK. It's almost like KD, right? Just reverse. TravelWithDK.com. And go to that, and there's an entry form there, and you just click on it. It's simple. For Ireland. And there's a chance that you could win an incredible vacation to one of the destinations. So you could enter every week for one of those destinations. New York City was last week, and you still have a chance. It's up there. Ireland coming up, London, and Italy. And I cannot tell you how excited I am that we're involved with this, because I would love for one of you to win one of these trips. But you also have a chance to win one of the books. So how do you do that? Send me an email, at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just say, I want to win. I want to win the book on Ireland, and I have 5 copies to give away. You could be one of the lucky winners. The third person in tonight will get the first copy of that, and it's awesome. I mean, it's got everything on Ireland that you would possibly want to know. It'll make you want to go to Ireland no matter what. But what's cool is there's one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation Package for two, right? The winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on which one is awarded. It covers airfare and hotel accommodations. You also get, to boot, a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations, a DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for the destination, if you didn't win it from this show. So I am psyched. Go after it, people. It's easy peasy, and there's no weirdness attached to it. In my own way to throw out the verbiage, there's nothing that they're going to play getcha with. So travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. Are we going to travel to a couple of different places in this segment? I like to call it odds and ends, meaning there's so much bopping out there that with this Me Too and the harassment claims, that we have to add another name to the list. At least what's happened story-wise on this is Charlie Rose. So, longtime TV journalist, co-host of CBS This Morning, major contributor to 60 Minutes, and of course he's best known for a show I watch all the time on PBS called Charlie Rose, because he had some great interviews with all kinds of different people. Anyway, he's been added to the list of men who've been accused of sexually harassing or assaulting people that they work with. And you know what? He's saying, I did it. So just like Louis C.K., he's not saying, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense, no, and that's exaggerated. He's copping to it. So both CBS and PBS announced that he or his show are being suspended. That is bombshell news. I mean, the guy's been around forever. The Washington Post reported Monday that 8 women told the paper that he made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including lewd phone calls. See, there's the problem. You know, this is what we're talking about here. You cannot excuse this behavior. Whatever nonsense, when people want to pile on the other side of it and say that some of these women are exaggerating, not, he's saying it's true, including lewd phone calls, walking around naked in front of them, groping them while they work for him or aspire to work for him. Oh my goodness. And again, when did these happen? They're saying 2005, 2008, 2010. And it's like a lot of times when they were interning or were trying to work, you know, had applied for a job with them. And then there were other periods in the 90s. So basically, it's covering the gamut with him. And the women, they say that, you know, the Post was saying that the women they interviewed, the reporters interviewed friends, colleagues, family members who said the women had confided in them about the incidents. They said that 8 spoke on the record, 5 on the condition that they would be anonymous. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable in the sense it's just, wow, just so sad, disturbing, these allegations. But he admitted to them. So that's it. He's saying, yeah, you know, he's saying, I did it. He's not saying it's a lie, I didn't do it, none of that. So he's now on this giant list of men in entertainment, media, business, politics, and this has just sprung open in the last 2 months. It's the Pandora's box that happened because of Harvey Weinstein and all the nonsense with him. And boy, the details, some of the details of what was said, and oh my gosh, you know, flat out. And he is saying yes. I mean, he's saying yes, he did it. So I don't see him coming back to PBS. I mean, that's the end of Charlie Rose. How does he come back? They're not going to have him back. CBS isn't going to take him back. They're not going to do that. PBS isn't going to do that. Mm. And I'm sure there's some people where they have a different view. You know, they have a different, had a different relationship with him, and they didn't see that side of him. And you think about it, he's had these medical problems. Jeez. Unbelievable. But not gonna, it's not gonna wash. It's just not gonna, it's just not happening now. You know, it's like no tolerance. And especially again, there shouldn't be, because he's saying, I did it. I was the scumbag and I did it. And the stuff is bad that's being described that he's saying he did. Unbelievable. Nightmare. A nightmare of a different sort. And the stuff is, Thanksgiving happens, right? And it used to be, I'm not whining, and I'm not nostalgic for the good old days. Now, I remember when I was a kid, this happens with every generation. You know, your mother, your father, whoever, people around you telling you how, well, it used to be, and it was this way, and it was so much better, because it's not that it was so much better, it's just so commercialized. It's just too much. How much stuff do we need? It sort of made me anti-stuff, because that's all I keep seeing everywhere. So big box stores like Best Buy, Walmart, Big Lots, they have their doors open to people on Thanksgiving. So now all those people don't have off. Remember, everything was pretty much closed down, a couple gas stations open, some convenience stores, or you'd run to the supermarket and they'd say, oh, we're closing at 5. So if you have to get some oregano or you have to get some stuffing mix or whatever you have to get, better hurry up. But now it's becoming this tradition that more and more stores have made the decision to open during Thanksgiving. Wow. Thanksgiving. I just, there was a survey I read today that talked about adults that people that they had interviewed. It was bestblackfriday.com. They did an online survey. And they, you know, they did an online survey with less than 600 people. But in the survey, they found 57% disliked the idea of stores opening on Thanksgiving, and just 16% thought of Thanksgiving openings favorably. And I agree. But here's the thing, the stores don't care. You know how many stores are open? Oh, it's ridiculous. I could read them off, and it would be like, it would take the whole show. But I'll just give you some broad strokes. I mentioned some of them already. So Best Buy, Big Lots, Carson's, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah. Crazy. GameStop, don't even know their hours yet. Just pick your poison, any poison, and it's probably open. All right, stay with us. Mailbag coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Versus got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to welcome Dawn Zier to the show. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. We've had many, many interesting conversations, and boy, this one's really, really up my alley, and I think all of your alleys as well, when we talk about facts and what the importance of bringing a facts-based culture to your company, your family, and your own life is. And wait till we get deeper into this. Dawn, thanks so much, as always, for coming on.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks.
So let's flush this out a little bit right at the top. When we talk about this facts-based culture, and when you arrived and joined Nutrisystem in 2012, you actually stumbled on something about the corporate culture that raised a few red flags. Let's start there. What was that?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I mean, I think when somebody new comes into a company, especially at the top, yeah, everybody wants to please them, make them happy, tell them what they want to hear. And then part of the job is to figure out what's fact versus fiction. And it's not that people are trying to do something bad or anything like that. It's just they're trying to tell you what they think you want to hear, and that's not always helpful. So we established very early on, let's make sure we have a facts-based culture, which is easy for us because we're an e-commerce based company, so there's a lot of data available for us to have discussions around real numbers, real things that are happening.
And I would imagine it's interesting, you right off the top say that you're an e-commerce or an online based company, and I hadn't even thought about that in getting ready to talk about this, but I would imagine that in a situation where a company has, well, everybody has an online component of their business, but if you also have retail or lots of people around the country remotely, it must get really difficult to manage what's really true and what people are telling you because they think you want to hear it, because you're not face-to-face with people, you're not having constant meetings with them. It's much harder to breed a culture that's productive.
Well, it all comes down to communication, right? And communication can happen many different ways. In person, it can happen through, you know, just sending out notes back and forth. And now, you know, with technology today, it's pretty easy to try to connect everybody. But I would say my biggest challenge with that was years ago when I was at Reader's Digest and I was managing 26 different countries from New York. So, you know, that was a challenge to get everybody connected. And it resulted in very little sleep, but a really fun time in my career.
So can you give us an example of a time when someone was telling you what you wanted to hear versus the facts that ended up being kind of destructive, that was a problem where you recognized, oh my gosh, I have to work on encouraging people, training people really to just be honest and tell me the truth and not worry about the consequences?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we would ask a lot of pretty data-based questions, and what I found is that people would very quickly answer the questions, and I remember thinking, wow, either I've just met the biggest bunch of geniuses, because, you know, everybody has all the answers at their fingertips, which is really very, very impressive and more impressive than I am, or, you know, I'm just getting answers kind of off the cuff. So, you know, we just said, okay, guys, when we have meetings, let's make sure we come with the data to support it so we can look at the numbers, and then we can have a conversation around it. And then, of course, when you're dealing with data, you have the other phenomena. You don't want to drown in the details. So it's really a little bit of a balancing act.
Yeah, so in doing that and making that balancing act work, how long did it take for it to really take hold and making this as the, you know, as your role as CEO, the mission that everybody embraced?
It took a while because we went from one extreme to another, so all of a sudden we were having meetings where we weren't using data at all to meetings where, you know, you'd come into the meeting and there'd be 50 pages of data, you know, in front of you to kind of pour through without the story attached. So that actually involved quite a bit of training of the team to say, okay, let's take the data, let's make sure we get it to the right level of detail, because we're still trying to tell a story about what's happening. And that, you know, that did take a little bit of time. But I have to say that now that the company has been moving that way for quite some time, it's really amazing, because the power of dealing with facts really is quite an enabler to growing your business.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about actually an article she wrote for the Philadelphia Business Journal about creating a facts-based culture. And we're talking about the impact in her company, Nutrisystem. We're also going to talk a little bit about what you can learn about this for your own life, with your own family, in fact. But one of the things I want to ask you, Dawn, is when you talk about a facts-based culture, you mean something very specific when you use the word facts, and in fact, mm-hmm. it's an acronym, right? Tell us what that stands for.
Yeah, it's, you know, what we're trying to do is create a culture where everybody can remember very easily what the culture is. So I found, and I had a past CEO that did this as well, that when you create an acronym, it's pretty easy for the company to rally behind it. So for us, a facts-based culture means the facts like we have been discussing, but also each letter stands for something unique. So F is for being focused, meaning that we're going to focus on a couple of key priorities. You know, you can't get everything done, so you really have to decide what are the 3 to 5 most important things you're going to be working on. So F stands for focus. A stands for accountability, because one of the issues when I came to the company was that people weren't really very clear on what their roles and responsibilities were. So we did a pretty deep dive on defining accountability for people and empowering people to be accountable. C is customer, which we'd expect at a company like Nutrisystem, being customer focused, because everything we do translates to a customer experience. So that is very important. And then, you know, it's a big company, so team is really important, and breaking down the silos. So T is being team oriented, and S is solution based. So FACT stands for focused, accountable, customer centric, team oriented, and solution based. FACTS.
Yes, and looking at that and taking it further, what's the source for this approach? What, you know, this is your creation, right?
Actually, no. It's something that I, a former CEO at Reader's Digest did, and I thought it was very effective. It was a different acronym, but I just thought it was a very good way to, you know, again, rally the troops to understand what sort of culture we're trying to create. And each culture is different. Each management team wants to try to do something different, but I thought this was a very powerful tool.
As you watch the success of this within Nutrisystem, and we're talking with Dawn Zier, she's the CEO of Nutrisystem, as you watch the success of this facts-based culture approach within Nutrisystem, have you then noticed that within other parts of your life, with your family, with friends, or even with, you know, the gas company at home, that using this approach of keeping people focused, accountable, customer-centric, team-oriented, and solution-driven is a principle that you can also apply there as well?
I think so. I mean, I think it's a way that you operate, and it's about authenticity. I know my mom has frequently said of late, boy, you're a lot more direct than you used to be. So it does come down to really just being able to have a candid, open conversation about things. And what I like is bringing it back to the workplace for a second is, you know, at first it had to be that the executives had to be in the room to have this sort of conversation. But now since it's permeated throughout the whole company, people at all levels of the company can be in a meeting and say, hey, let's deal with the facts, or I don't really think we're dealing with the facts here. Let's get back to our mission or our facts-based culture. So it really gives everybody a platform for how we want to conduct the conversations and, you know, make sure that we're, you know, dealing with real information.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting, Dawn, in saying that, as obviously it sounds like they've really embraced that, and they've embraced that acronym so they understand what it means, the people that work with you. So what have you seen happen as far as profitability or customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction? I would imagine you've probably seen spikes in those areas.
Yeah, definitely. The company has been doing very well. We've had 17 consecutive quarters of growth, so it's been an exciting couple of years for us. And I think what we're seeing is as people get closer to the data and know how to interpret that data, we're making better decisions. So, you know, people are doing more than just the, you know, first glance at the data. When you go down to the next level, you know, we really get a lot of great insights. And, you know, it can happen with numbers, but it can happen in all parts of the business. So it might be in the contact center where we're thinking about, okay, what are the calls that are coming in? What are customers saying that they're not happy with? Or what are customers saying that they're liking? So we try to really, you know, look at it in across all areas of our business and, you know, again, make sure that we're making decisions based on what actually is happening. You know, sometimes in corporate America, you know, we want to hear things, and in life in general, you know, you want to hear things, but it might not be, you know, it might not be exactly what's happening because we put our own spin on it. So again, you know, we try to just, you know, listening, and listening hard is a really important skill set.
You know, my last question for you, Dawn, we're talking with Dawn Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem. When she joined Nutrisystem in 2012, instituted a program called Facts-Based Culture to help the company move forward, frankly. And it's had incredible success as a result. One of the things that I hear as I'm listening to you is I think to myself, if I worked at Nutrisystem, at first introduction, this could be very threatening to me. And how did you, you're laughing, so I'm not the only one who figured this out, right? So, but what did you do as the CEO, as part of the culture, to make people feel safe about talking about the facts, about being focused and accountable and customer-centric? You know, that must have been an important part of your building the culture.
Yes, definitely, and I think it came down to, you know, being very open to having any discussion, so having a very open door policy across all of senior management where we were willing to engage in any conversation that anybody wanted to have, but you had to come with some facts and data. And then what we did would we actually closed down conversations that weren't fact-based. So we kind of demonstrated it, but, you know, we made it safe where it was a much more productive meeting and people were happier with the outcomes when we actually were talking about things in a more structured way.
Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Like they're in that position, they're on the highway to hell, which means it's just a very long season, right, in football. So that's what happens. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes you can't find the side of the barn. So can you believe that we are more than halfway through the football season? That means nail the score, the chances are narrowing. So here's the scoop, and I know this is kind of, this is a big holiday week, so probably many of you are away. I'm going to give out email, and I'm going to give out the phone numbers as well, because that's a way you can get a hold of us. Either way, you can jump in on this action. It doesn't have to be completely through the phone lines. Like I said, I know based on what some of you were telling me is a lot of you are taking the week off. Woohoo! What's that like? Paid vacation. Hanging out on the back of a yacht somewhere and it's paid for. That'd be cool. So here we go. The game of the week. And, you know, we've got someone new hanging around us, a new technical director, Mackenzie Sutton. And we're going to put him on the line, too, because it's just a guess. You don't have to be a football guru. In fact, if you're not, it's probably better. I mean, you know, paralysis by over-analysis. That's what I like to say. Or I think I like to say it anyway. So we have Thanksgiving Day games coming up. We have Week 12 in front of us, staring at us in the face, believe it or not, because, you know, we go up to Week 17. So here's the scoop. What's the game of the week? The game of the week is going to be on Thanksgiving Day. The game of the week is the Chargers and the Cowboys. So what you do now is you jump on the phone lines with that one eye open or halfway open, and you say, I think the Cowboys are going to win it, and the score is going to be 36-17, or whatever you think the score is going to be. So 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645, or you can flip me an email up until the top of the hour. And that is americatonight.net. Click on contact. Tell us the score. So easy. Or you can tweet me, too. Kate S. Delaney. If you tweet me there, there's no shame in that. It counts. All that counts. There's some tweet ways to get a hold of me. So tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Jam on these digits, 877-300-7645. Or go to americatonight.net and click on contact. And again, Cowboys or Chargers, it's the afternoon game, kicks at 4:30 on Thanksgiving. Who is going to win and what is the final score going to be? Who's going to win and what's the final score going to be? I personally think it's going to be... And if whatever score I give, anybody can take. The Cowboys with a couple of losses, and Chargers are. I just was listening to Tony Dungy say that he thought the Chargers, the LA Chargers, were going to surprise some people, and they still weren't out of it, and they could make it into the playoffs. He thought the way they've been playing lately, based on Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon and Phillip Rivers. He thought the Chargers had a chance, so I still am going to say I think the Cowboys win, and I think the Cowboys win it by a score of 36-21. 36-21. But what do you think? 877-300-7645, americatonight.net, click on contact, or tweet it to me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney. So it's so easy to do it that way. Because I know a lot of you are communicating through the magic of the 140 character world. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Sharon always wants to nail the score. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there.
I don't know. Are you going to be watching both these games on Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure because I'm going to be at my sister's and they're not big football people, so I don't know.
So maybe not.
So I'm going to say San Diego.
Yeah, it is San Diego, but it's L.A. Chargers now. So you're going to say the Chargers?
Oh, Chargers. L.A. Chargers and
yep.
Dallas?
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Chargers, 27, and Dallas, 17.
Ooh, I like it. 27-17. And you know what, Sharon? You could be right because the Chargers are playing well and the Cowboys aren't playing as well and they're missing a few key people. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Can't wait. The Thanksgiving really was my favorite holiday growing up when I was a kid. Like I said, I mean, although in my family, turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, some vegetables, you know, all the craziness of how much food was on the table,
was repeated at Christmas. So a lot of people do different foods. They don't do a turkey. It's too much work, or they don't want to. They do something else, prime rib or whatever. But we always had dose turkeys. And that was like really the only time we had turkey was that during the holidays. Probably my mother was so exhausted. It's like, okay, two giant meals and now we're done. Now we're through. All right, so we've got a couple of other scores coming in. This one is from Tommy, who says, Kate, get a grip. Come on, the Chargers are going to win this thing, and the final score is going to be 35-12. Wow. You're saying they're not going to put any points up on the board, or hardly any points, not even two touchdowns. Let's go to Mackenzie Sutton. Let's get him in the middle of this turmoil. Mackenzie, hello.
Hello, I'm thinking that Chargers will be 21 and Cowboys will be 3.
I love it. Pounding those Cowboys, 21-3. All right, so if you're right, I'll send you a Starbucks gift card.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, because that would be shocking. But you never know. And the way the season has been going for, you know, not just... The way the season has been going for some of these football teams, not just the Cowboys, sometimes you tune in and it does look like we are somehow, I don't know, we're watching a football game, but a baseball game really broke out in the middle of it. And so he may not be that far off of what could happen. I mean, yeah, it's nuttiness. I got another one here from the email, and you can send that to me still, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Got this one from Chuck, who says, Kate, it's got to be the Cowboys. Boy, Dak Prescott looks so frustrated. And the Cowboys have had these terrible losses. Even though they're missing some players, I still think they're going to find a way to beat the Chargers. So I'm going to say the final score is going to be 28-21, so a little defense, maybe a slower start, could be either or. I'm not gonna veer away from that. You could be 100% right. You could be absolutely dead on. I don't know, there's something about the tradition of watching the two games. Remember, it used to always be, I want to say in the beginning it was just one game, but there was always at least one from the 70s on. I could be wrong about when they started that. But there was always one game, and then it went to two games. And then there was the NBA games that were also on. More excuses to eat, but I don't know, get a sandwich later on. That's what people do. Or they get a second plate. Oof, second plate. No second plates for me. I don't know about the rest of you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening who may be traveling already. And thanks to all of you for calling the show and sending me your thoughts through the miracle of the internet. Appreciate it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.